Above all powers, above all kings. keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Open the eyes of my heart. If you know the song, you might want to sing along with us.
Open the eyes of my heart. Now the prayer meeting was over, and the service was cut and dry, and most of the regular members had already testified. The preacher stood up and said, "Now, before we pray, is there anyone else? How about the stranger there in the third row? Sir, would you care to introduce yourself?" A man stood up and said, "Lane's the name. My friends all call me Joe." He said, "I used to go to church, but I backslid years ago. The last time I went to church was the night when my little girl died. It was late and the doors were locked, so I just knelt down on the steps outside. I said, 'Lord, I usually can handle the little things. I might think on them a day or two, but when it comes to the really big decisions, you know, I always bring them straight to you. I do my share of complaining when everything don't go just right. I never question your judgment, Lord, not until tonight. Last night I asked you to let her live, but you paid my prayer no mind. Lord, if you're really up there or looking down, oh, please send me down a sign. There was a bolt of lightning strike an old tree, not more than 30 yards from me. But I was so blind by doubt by then, I said, let me see you make it strike again. Nothing happened, and I walked away. I was on my own, my first big decision, and you know, friends, even that was wrong. Last night, I was walking by what's left of that old church house, and a bolt of lightning struck that same old tree and just turned it inside out. Yes, friends, it took a mighty light to change this sinner's heart, but I saw lightning strike the same tree 30 years apart."
I can get there all by your own. I'm left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous of beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify. Cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then He'll call me someday to my home far away, where His glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Sing the chorus with us.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday.
Some of you know me because I had a picture in the paper a few weeks ago. I'm 77 years old. My name is Jerry Shea. And I'm a continuing applicant to get on the Survivor reality show, you know, where you get to go without food, water, clothing, whatever, for 39 days. But it's a witness tool as far as I'm concerned. And I'm on the message boards for Survivor. And I generally close each post with a God bless, and I put scriptures in them. I've done prayers. We've had requests for prayers for life-threatening situations, and we have had testimony of miracles on the message boards. These message boards go on the World Wide Web. There's thousands, literally thousands of eyes that get to read. You know, if we had just maybe led one person to Jesus through a medium
of some stupid reality show, it's been worth it. But there's a young boy, he goes by the username of MadBird11, I think. He's in Chicago, he's 15 years old. He was, a few weeks ago, they were getting ready to get out of school. And like I say, he's 15 years old. He says he was going to celebrate getting out of school, going in the summer, with some of his friends by drinking some wine. So I went back to him. I said, possibly, maybe you should only drink the new wine. It started a little conversation, and he posted back to me. He says, new wine, that's what my folks tell me. So I figured he's got some sort of a background in there. Well, earlier, about 2 days ago, he made some message. He says, there's one thing he didn't like to discuss. He liked to discuss about anything. But the one thing he didn't like to discuss was religion, because all those Christian do-gooders always put other people's needs before their own. He says, and I want to get my own thing first. I'm not going to sacrifice my own pleasure to try to give somebody else pleasure or take care of them. He says, by the time you've taken care of other people, you've eliminated any desire, or you're too tired to take care of your own needs. Well, I posted back to him. I said, there's, you know, I'm sorry to hear you to read this. And he said in his post, he didn't want to start debating religion. I said, I don't want to debate religion either. But I want to give you a scripture. I gave him a scripture. I think it's in the 25th chapter of Matthew. It's about that you've done this to the least of me, least of them, you've done it unto me. Then I said, and if that kind of piques your curiosity, I would suggest you go to Hebrews 11:1 and 11:6. Now, Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God, and he is a rewarder of those who come to him, who believe. Then I also gave him another scripture. I said, now if you want to continue in your little thing right now, go to the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, verses, I think it's 23, 24, maybe 24, 25. Let not the wise man boast about his riches, or about his knowledge, or the rich man boast about his riches, or the strong man boast about his strength. But let him who boasts about this, that he knows me and follows my commandments. And then, you know, I was kind of self-satisfied in doing this, you know. One person read it. It was addressed to one person, but like I said, thousands of eyes throughout the world read that. So maybe it made a difference, maybe it not. So this morning, Clarence, preaching down the road here, he mentioned joy. We talk about joy. You know, how do you get joy? And I'm going to post back to this young man using what Clarence mentioned this morning in the sermon. Joy. The J is for Jesus. That comes first. O is for the others. That's second. U is for yourself. And that's third.
Reaches to
skies of parchment.
I got this we get a magazine from a gospel association called the Singing News, okay? And this was in last month's issue. And I was going to read it on Father's Day at our church, but it didn't work out where I did. But anyhow, I was hoping there would be more young people here tonight with young children, because it's very pertinent to raising your children, whether it's a boy or a girl. This is written in particular about this person's son, but it pertains to, like I say, to all our little ones, whether it's a girl or a boy. And the name of it is Dad's Greatest Job. I may never be as clever as my neighbor down the street. I may never be as wealthy as some men I meet. I may never have the glory that some men have had. But I've got to be successful as a little fellow's dad. There are certain dreams I cherish, but I'd like to see come true. There are things I would accomplish ere my working time is through. But the task my heart is set on is to guide a little lad and to make myself successful as that little fellow's dad. It is the one job that I dream of. It's the task I think of most. If I'd fail that growing youngster, I have nothing else to boast. This light's hard to see. For though wealth and fame I'd gather, all my future would be sad if I'd fail to be myself successful as that little fellow's dad. I may never get earth's glory. I may never gather gold. Men may count me as a failure when my business life is told. But if he who follows after is a Christian, I'll be glad, for I know I've been successful as that little fellow's dad. I'm not on an ego trip. I'm living on my own. I may
his eyes were on the crowd that day. He looked ahead in time, 'cause when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. Oh, he knew me, yet he loved me, he
sometimes I get to thinking, yep, back when I was just a lad, of the old home place where I grew up, and of the days both good and bad. Now my overalls were hand-me-downs, and my shoes were full of holes. Yep, they was full of all kind of holes, and I had to walk 4 miles to school every day, through the rain and the heat and the cold. Now, I've seen the nights that my daddy would cry for the things his family would need, but all he ever got was a bad land farm and 7 hungry mouths to feed. But you know, our home fires never flickered once. When all these things went wrong, my mama would take the hymn book down and my mama would sing a song. I've been rocked to sleep many a night to the tune of "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And come morning, Rock of Ages would wake me gently once again. Daddy would take the Bible, and Daddy would read it loud, and he would read it long. I always thought our home was blessed when he would say, "Mama, sing a song." Sister left home first, I guess, then Tom, and John and Dale. By then, my daddy's hair was a-turning white, and I had to be Mama's little man. And my daddy's back grew weak. Oh, my mama's face just grew stronger. And those were the happier days of my life when my mama would sing a song. Well, I guess the old home place is still standing, although I don't get to go back there much anymore. For there are no voices to fill the hall or no footsteps to grace the floor. So you see, my mother sleeps in heaven now around God's golden throne. But I'll always believe this world was a better place because one time my mama sang a song.